Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Breaking news this morning. This is a live look right now in Johnston County this morning where trees have fallen onto a home. Michael Grace is on that scene in the WRAL Breaking News Tracker with what we've learned in the last 30 minutes.
And here's a look at that line of thunderstorms as it came through overnight tonight. We had a number of severe thunderstorm warnings with that. I'll show you why we don't completely clear or dry out today.
And new abortion restrictions will become law in North Carolina. WRAL's Naya Harden is live with new reactions this morning after GOP leaders override Governor Cooper's veto. A lot to get to on your Wednesday morning. Thanks for joining us, making us your choice for news. I'm Michelle McConaughey.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, thanks for making us part of your Wednesday here midweek. And you see the clouds have not quite cleared out completely. Elizabeth Gardner alluded to that. And what is ahead from the WRAL Severe Weather Center? Good morning.
Good morning. Looking right at our back door, it looks beautiful. We're seeing a lot of sunshine, a little bit of cloud cover. We're not going to see our wind coming out of the north today. A northerly wind would clear out most of the clouds and drop our humidity. But instead, we'll see a west wind. Right now, our wind is fairly light. That's going to keep our temperatures warmer and a few clouds around and a little bit of humidity lingering too. Almost 70 degrees right now. Here's another look at that front coming through, pushing all that rain out. And you can see some cloud cover starting to see more of a northerly wind up near the Virginia line. And that will help to clear folks out there. But we're still dealing with some moisture conditions down to the south. This is a look at counties that continue to have power outages because of the trees down. We have 1,500 customers without power here in Wake County, about 400 in Johnston County, about 100 up in Granville County, and a few down in Cumberland County as well as Chatham County as well. All right, futurecast, taking a look here, you can see where our skies start to clear up to the north, but we hang on to a lot of cloud cover down south and maybe a sprinkle. You can see that band of clouds near the Virginia line, that sinks southward. That's a cold front that'll come through, and that's going to open the door to what's going to be a beautiful, lovely, comfortable air mass that we'll get to experience for tomorrow. Today, temperatures will be in the upper 70s at lunchtime. It will be in the low 80s for highs this afternoon. Not a bad day at all. Not looking at much of a chance for rain, but we get back to that again over the weekend, wouldn't you know? I'll show you the timeline for a front coming up, Brian.
8:02 right now as we check traffic in Durham with a live camera out at 885 at Cornwallis Road. That is northbound traffic heading out toward T.W. Alexander. Right now, we're picking up a four-minute delay on that northbound side with just the usual congestion. Also seeing a little bit of a slowdown on southbound 885 from 147 down toward T.W. Alexander. Around the rest of the western side of the triangle, looking good on 85 and I-40 through Chapel Hill, Hillsborough, and Durham, all clear at this point. Around Wake County, some of the slowdowns in the usual spots. You can see a lot of crashes on the map here. I've just taken a look at all the sensor readings in these areas, not really seeing any big delays. That earlier crash at Apex Barbecue Road at Olive Chapel Road is cleared. Traffic's flowing freely. Still have a little bit of a delay with this crash at the intersection of Garner Road at Jones Sausage Road, so look out through there. It should be cleared fairly quickly. Taking a look at some of the other delays that we're watching, some of the usual slowdowns coming in through the south side of Raleigh on 40 westbound between Hammond Road and Gorman Street especially. Seeing about an eight-minute delay there on 40 westbound. Once you get out to US 1, looking at about a one-minute slowdown overall toward Wade Avenue, and then beyond that from Wade to the airport, you're in good shape. 440 westbound, the Beltline slowing down a little bit as usual this morning between 87 and Capitol Boulevard, especially about a 5 minute backup overall.
With breaking news we are following, power is starting to come back on for thousands of homes and businesses as crews work to clean up the mess from severe storms overnight. You can see on this outage map from Duke Energy, there's still about 1,500 people who don't, or customers, I should say, who don't have electricity. Trees knocked over during the storms are partly to blame. And part of the problem here, WRAL's Laura Levine is live on St. Mary Street in Raleigh. We do first want to go to Michael Grace, though, in the WRAL Breaking News Tracker, where trees have fallen on a home in Johnston County. Michael.
Yeah, Jeff, and I spoke with a homeowner who believes that this could have even been a tornado just by the power of this storm. You can see that one tree took out the entire front porch, part of the front half of the home, and there's at least three or four other trees behind the home that landed right on top of it. But let's give you a closer look at what this damage looks like. Now, the homeowner says that he was just watching TV at around midnight, one in the morning. All of a sudden, he heard a loud noise that sounded like a train. He got the blanket that he had on, and he ducked behind the couch. That's when the windows broke and came in. There was dirt flying into his home, and he heard a loud crash, and it was all of those trees falling onto his home. Now, luckily, he is okay. The fire department here in Archer Lodge was here to assist him, but right now he has been tasked with cleaning up this mess, and Duke Energy is still working to get his power on at the moment. Now, Laura, I know you are back out on St. Mary's in Raleigh with that tree that's fallen. How's the progress looking out there?
Yeah, Michael, thank you. We are seeing a big difference out here compared to when we were here at 4 o'clock this morning. Taking a look behind me, you can see just a few remaining pieces left of the tree. They're using this machine to really chop down the rest of the tree branches and just all of the debris that is scattered here across the road. Now, this is at the intersection of St. Mary's and Lakeview Drive, where the stump is actually on the home here of this house on Lakeview Drive. So that tree toppled over because of the strong winds and rain that came through last night. I spoke with a man who has lived here for 75 years, Brent Lawrence. He tells me that it wasn't surprising to see another tree coming down on this street, but he was still shocked to see the extent of the damage. Take a listen.
I had the TV on around 11 o'clock. It flickered, then it came back on, and then about 20 seconds later, all the rain hit, and then about 5 minutes later, the heavy wind hit. And then when the heavy wind hit, the tree went down. And when the tree went down, all the power was gone.
And he tells me he is very thankful that the tree came down on just power lines and not on anyone's home or anyone who may have been out and about late last night. So about 50 customers are still without power here in this neighborhood. We're going to keep checking in on a Duke Energy outage map to see when that power will be restored. Laura Levine, WRL News, live in Raleigh.
And power is close to being turned back on near Drayford Way in Raleigh. Crews worked through the night to clean up after a tree fell on power lines in that area. The WRL Breaking News Tracker learned within the hour that repairs are complete and they are just waiting for final confirmation to flip the power back on.
Download the WRL Weather app to keep track of severe weather threats 24 hours a day. The app is available for Apple and Android devices.
New abortion restrictions are now law in North Carolina and will take effect starting in July. New reaction is pouring in this morning following the first major shift on the issue in our state in decades. And WRL's Naya Harden is live at the legislature building this morning with what happens next.
Well, new restrictions are set to take place July 1st, and it was just last night when we saw several people reacting to the news. Protesters can be heard screaming shame as they're told to leave the gallery. While Democrats pushed to make their points on how the bill changes would affect women, Republicans stood firm in overriding the veto. We spoke to one man who says he was here to show his support for the bill passing.
To let our legislators know that we support life and that we want them to support life. They say the majority is for murder, but I don't believe it. I don't believe it.
I feel really strongly that women should have the right to make those decisions. And I know this is a 12-week whip ban, but with all the restrictions, it's going to really, really limit access to abortion at all for many of the women in North Carolina.
The White House sent out a statement saying in part that they will continue to work alongside Governor Cooper, state legislators, and Americans who are fighting to protect access to reproductive health care in the face of relentless attacks. And also in our next half hour, we're going to be hearing when it comes to Republicans who actually overrode this veto, what they are saying about it. Naya Harden, WRL News in Raleigh.
Governor Roy Cooper released a statement after the veto override saying, quote, North Carolinians now understand Republicans are unified in their assault on women's reproductive freedom. I will continue doing everything I can to protect abortion access in North Carolina because women's lives depend on it.
And for more reaction to this abortion law and an in-depth look at how it will impact millions of women and girls across North Carolina, you can head to the WRL News app or WRL.com.
Breaking news overnight. An Amtrak train is running once again now after hitting and killing a man near Blue Ridge Road in Raleigh. Amtrak tweeted after 1 a.m. saying Piedmont Train 78 has resumed its trip after the crash, which happened before 11 last night. WRL Breaking News Tracker was on the scene. Raleigh police say the man was walking on the tracks when the train hit him. That man has not been identified yet. The train also hit a car about 100 yards away near the intersection with Hillsborough Street.
New this morning, a driver is facing a DWI charge after crashing into a construction vehicle in Johnston County. This is the scene. Authorities say a woman driving westbound on U.S. 70 near Wilson's Mills hit the back of a DOT contracted truck. That happened about 10:30 last night in a construction zone on the highway. The woman was taken to Wake Med for treatment of minor injuries. A pet cat she had riding in the car with her was killed. The State Highway Patrol is investigating.
Wake County Public School System is looking to address the ongoing bus driver shortage. A job fair for drivers and bus safety assistants runs from 2 to 4 this afternoon on 111 Corning Road. That's in Cary. A spokesperson told us they're still looking to fill almost 300 positions as of May 5th. The school board approved new bonuses and pay raises earlier this year, but the district says it has not yet seen an increase in applicants.
And taking a live look at RDU International this morning, if you're looking for a cheap summer getaway, one airline wants to help you out, where you can go for as low as $55 a flight. Next.
And a girl abducted 6 years ago has been found in North Carolina. How a popular Netflix show played a role in finding her.
Today's going to be warm and mostly dry with variably cloudy skies. Beautiful weather Thursday, and then it gets a little more interesting heading into the weekend. I'll show you the potential development of a coastal low and a front and how it could affect your weekend plans coming up.
Welcome back. You're looking live at Lewisburg, a partly cloudy Lewisburg. There you can see some pokes of blue sky. You're watching WRL News, available on Hulu and the WRL app on your TV or streaming device. That blue sky, a welcome sight after last night's storms. Some people were woken up by those storms, Elizabeth.
Oh, and we had trees down. We've had power outages, even a tree down on a house in Johnston County. We have a crew there looking at that. But you can see that line of thunderstorms that developed along the front sliding eastward. It is over now. And we are seeing a little bit of sunshine in places. Take a look at Southern Pines. That looks gorgeous. It's still a touch on the muggy side this morning, but we'll see that easing up as we get into the day tomorrow. We're going to see more of a northerly wind tomorrow, keeping things less humid and cool and just absolutely beautiful. It's pretty darn pretty right now in Southern Pines, though. We'll end up seeing a bit more cloud cover in the south today and a bit more sunshine in the north generally. We do have a front that's going to drop over us as we get into the afternoon and evening. You can see at 5 o'clock there, maybe a sprinkle or two with that front and a bit more cloud cover. Once that front moves south of us, then we'll see a northerly flow that's going to dry us out, drop our humidity, cool off our temperatures. It's really going to feel nice for Thursday. And then Friday's a big question mark. We're going to be talking about what happens next for the weekend. We have a coastal low that could develop and a cold front. And there are, of course, differing solutions on the computer models as to what may happen. But let's start with the coastal low because we could see that affecting us on Friday. So the low develops moving up the coast. And the big question is it going to push any rain as far in as our viewing area? I'm definitely going to run up the coast on Friday. It's possible that part of our viewing area could see a little rain on Friday or the entire viewing area. One of the models, the brand new run, shows more rain for us on Friday. So if we continue to see that trend, we'll start to add some rain to the forecast for Friday. And then the second thing that happens is this cold front coming through. Right now, it looks like it would mainly come through Saturday night. It could be Saturday afternoon into Saturday night or Saturday night into early Sunday. This version of Futurecast keeps some of that rain closer to the coast and in part of the viewing area through Sunday afternoon. So got the timeline of that a little bit up in the air. For now, we're just putting a 30% chance of rain in for the weekend as we continue to watch and see what the timeline of this is going to be. If we see that coastal low, we could end up seeing some fairly heavy rain in eastern North Carolina. That would be really a worst case scenario as some of our towns along and east of I-95 could see more than an inch of rain. Most of us over the weekend probably going to see half an inch to maybe an inch. Looking beautiful for tomorrow and potentially for Friday. Definitely tomorrow looks like the nice day of the week at 75 with low humidity. Once we get into next week, it looks pretty good too. We continue to see overnight lows in the 50s, which will feel very pleasant. And none of our highs are above normal, Brian.
It is 8:17 right now. I want to take you out to I-40 at South Saunders Street. We have the usual backups there on the westbound side of I-40. DOT getting a closer look at those delays as people head out toward the Lake Wheeler Road area and beyond. About a 10-minute delay overall from 440 out toward the US 1 interchange right now. And the sensors are indicating that most of those delays are between the Lake Wheeler Road area out toward US 1. Once you get to US 1, traffic's flowing fairly well heading out toward the Cary area. Want to zoom into East Raleigh, getting reports of a crash on 87 southbound between New Hope Road and the 440 interchange. Not seeing huge delays right now on the sensors. Just something to keep in mind as you come in from Knightdale back toward Raleigh. Around the rest of Wake County, as we take a look at those major approaches into Raleigh, that 9-minute delay still there as you come in from Wake Forest on southbound Capitol Boulevard. Seeing a similar backup on the southbound side of Lewisburg Road, leaving Rollsville heading down toward 540. Also tracking a 4-minute backup on US 1 northbound out of Apex heading through Cary. Once you get up to I-40, though, it looks like traffic's flowing fairly well on the Beltline into West Raleigh.
New this morning, a Fort Bragg soldier is now facing more charges connected to child sex crimes. The Cumberland County Sheriff's Office says they've arrested Andrew Gomez. They say the Spring Lake man was arrested following a months-long investigation. This is a story we first told you about in March. Deputies say the updated charges stem from four people coming forward. Gomez was originally arrested months ago, accused of recording himself having sex with women without their consent.
A 7-year-old girl is dead this morning after a head-on crash in Wake County. Authorities say it happened on Monday afternoon on Piney Grove, Wilbon Road. The Highway Patrol says the girl was riding in the vehicle that caused the accident. Troopers say the driver ran off the road, overcorrected, and crossed the center line. No charges have been announced.
Pfizer's RSV vaccine for pregnant women is headed to an FDA advisory committee. The FDA made the announcement Tuesday, saying the vaccine was 82% effective at protecting newborns from severe illness. The safety data also showed a slightly higher rate of preterm births in those who received the vaccine, but that rate was still lower than the general population. The advisory committee will meet Thursday to vote on whether or not to recommend approval.
We're following some breaking news here in the WREL Live Center. One day after two high school students were found in the school parking lot dead, we're getting more information about what may have happened. This is brand new video into our newsroom from that scene in Somerville. That's about an hour north of Nashville. Detectives are investigating the incident as a possible overdose. A third student is recovering at a Fayette County hospital. The students are 16 or 17 years old. Authorities have not released their identities or what type of drug they may have used.
Some terrible news. Thanks, Ken. A girl who disappeared from her Illinois home in 2017 is back with her father this morning. The reunion happened after someone in Asheville recognized her from an episode of Unsolved Mysteries. A store employee recognized Kayla Unenbaum from a 2022 episode of the Netflix show. Authorities say her non-custodial mother abducted her from the Chicago area when she was 9. Heather is now being held in the Buncombe County Jail awaiting extradition back to Illinois.
It is unusual, but it's good that when someone does suspect that they recognize someone, no matter how old the story might be, that they are not afraid to give us a call so we can come investigate.
Kayla's father says he's overjoyed and grateful for everyone who helped bring his daughter home.
We have a recall alert to tell you about. More than 200,000 Jeep SUVs are being recalled because of a fire risk. This affects 2014 through 2016 Jeep Cherokees. The company says water could get into the liftgate control computer and catch fire. Owners should park their cars outside and away from any structures or other cars. Letters will be sent to owners starting June 30th.
A live look now at RDU, where in just about an hour, a new nonstop route to Los Angeles will take off for the first time. The first Breeze Airways flight from RDU to LA will take off at 9:30 this morning. It's one of six new Breeze routes from RDU starting in the next 3 days. Flights to Pittsburgh, Columbus, Norfolk, and Jacksonville, Florida start tomorrow. A flight to Louisville takes off Friday.
You'll soon be able to walk around more of downtown Raleigh with an alcoholic drink in your hand. City Council approved an expansion of the Sip and Stroll Social District. Right now, it covers the area from the State Capitol to the Performing Arts Center and between City Market and the Warehouse District. The expansion adds more of the Warehouse District and extends it to the edge of Boylan Heights. The Downtown Raleigh Alliance found more than three-quarters of business owners and people living downtown reported the social district has had a positive impact.
All right, the Carolina Hurricanes are getting ready. WREL will have live team coverage leading up to Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Final tomorrow night at PNC. We'll be at the PNC Arena all day long, starting with our morning news. Join us at 7:30 p.m. for special pregame coverage of all of the Canes' excitement. We'll walk you through what to look for during this big series with the Panthers, everything you need to know before watching the puck drop at 8 o'clock. And then after the game, turn to us for postgame coverage during our late news at 11:25. We'll have an exclusive post-game show. You'll hear from fans, players, and, of course, Coach Rod Brind'Amour.
Following breaking news this morning, several trees have fallen on a home in Johnston County. What we've learned in the last hour about the extent of that damage.
And you're taking a live look at the WREL Azalea Garden, our century plant, now blooming for the first time in its life. The stalk grows quickly and can reach heights of up to 20 feet. You can come see it for yourself as it completes its rare bloom, or you can watch it from home on the WREL.com live stream.
As you get into your car, tune to WREL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Good Wednesday morning. Time now is 8:26. I'm Michelle McConaughey with your top stories. Starting to see some peaks of sunshine after last night's storms. We saw tree downs and power outages, Elizabeth, but things are changing.
Yeah, a lot of cleanup to be done today after some trees fell. And of course, as you mentioned, we had some power outages, but it's looking nice out there right now. 70 in Wilson, 69 in Durham, and 70 in Fayetteville. At least a little bit of sunshine is trying to peek through across the viewing area, but there's still going to be some lingering clouds, and it may be still just a touch muggy for much of the day today. We're starting off with temperatures in the 60s. It will climb into the low 80s this afternoon. If you're looking to exercise, it'll be most comfortable, most likely this evening, after around 6 or 7 o'clock. Brian?
Elizabeth, we have a lot of minor crashes around Raleigh right now. I've taken a look at the sensor data, not really seeing huge delays with any of these. Maybe a little bit of a slowdown at Poole Road and Newbern Avenue on the east side of central Raleigh there as they work to clear a crash. Also getting reports of a crash on the ramp from northbound Capitol Boulevard onto westbound Wade Avenue there, just north of downtown Raleigh. Watch for a crash reported on 87 southbound just beyond the New Hope Road area heading out toward 440, but we're not seeing big delays with that. Major approaches into Raleigh looking pretty good overall. About an 8-minute slowdown coming in from Wake Forest on Capitol Boulevard with the usual congestion, and about a 3-minute delay on US 1 northbound through Cary.
Thank you, Brian. Breaking news, a homeowner is safe after strong storms overnight knocked down several trees onto his home. This is video from Sky 5 of the scene. This is Buffalo Road in Archer's Lodge. Luckily, no one was hurt. Emergency officials are working to get the power back on. And new abortion restrictions are now law in North Carolina. The 12-week ban will take effect July 1st. There are also new requirements for anyone seeking abortions. Republican lawmakers all voted to override the governor's veto of the bill last night. We'll have more news and weather over on Fox 50.
Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WREL News. Coverage you can count on.
Breaking news at 8:30. Several trees fall onto a home in Johnston County. We have the latest on storm damage across the area this morning.
And you can see that line of thunderstorms as it came across the area late last night. Fortunately, it's all out of here. I'll show you when our temperatures and humidity will begin to drop.
New abortion restrictions will become law in North Carolina. We have reaction headed your way this morning. 8:30 on your Wednesday right now. Thanks for making us part of your day. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. You can see behind us Dix Park starting to clear after everything last night. Did you wake up from the storms?
I heard that rain.
The rain.
Yeah, saw a little lightning. Didn't hear the thunder, but it rained hard.
It rained hard. There were power outages, trees down or all across the viewing area. So we're going to get to those stories in just a minute. But we have to start with Elizabeth. Elizabeth, looking much better this morning.
It is looking good. Of course, that line of thunderstorms is long gone. You can see some blue sky here over Eastern Wake County. We're looking off to the west. We are going to hang on to a little bit of cloud cover on and off for the rest of the day today, and a little bit of that humidity. It's not going to feel like, you know, middle of summer by any means, but still just a touch on the sticky side. It's 70 degrees right now. We see that cold front sliding eastward across our viewing area, but look to the north. There's another front that's up into Virginia. That one's going to slide southward, and that will open the door to much cooler, drier air so that tomorrow feels really refreshing. Humidity drops for us and our temperature. We still have a few spots where we've had some trees down and we have some lingering power outages, especially Wake County, but also there are a few in Johnston County and up in Granville County as well. So we had a tree down there in Johnston County too. Our crew's out watching the folks trying to clean all that up. Here's a look at Futurecast, and you can see some sunshine from the Triangle area northward. We'll see variably cloudy skies for today. Notice this evening, you can see that band of clouds. It's to the north. That starts to sink down across our area between 5 and 6 o'clock. Could be a quick little sprinkle with that. That's the front that will, again, open the door to some cooler, drier air tomorrow. I mean, tomorrow's going to feel so nice. Today, not bad at all. Temperatures at lunchtime, upper 70s. We'll see highs in the low 80s. It just remains a touch on the sticky side with some clouds on and off. Still tracking a couple of systems that could affect us over the weekend. I'll show you what that looks like coming up.
All right, thanks, Elizabeth. Breaking news, power is starting to come back on for thousands of homes and businesses as crews work to clean up the mess from severe storms overnight. You can see the outages on this map from Duke Energy. Trees knocked over during the storms are partly to blame. In Johnston County, several trees fell on a house overnight. The WREL Breaking News Tracker was on the scene. We want to start with WREL's Laura Levine covering a massive tree that came down on St. Mary Street in Raleigh. Crews are behind you making progress, Laura.
Yeah, they've been out here for more than 8 hours now, Michelle, and this is really a twofold project, right? They're working to clean up this tree, but they're also working to restore power. If we take a look above here, you can see many crew members in these trucks. Just working to get these lines back up so that these customers can have their power back. But as far as the tree goes, they have made a great deal of progress getting the larger pieces of the tree in dumpster trucks and out the way. So now they have just really the remaining branches and smaller pieces of the tree that they're chomping up in this machine. And that's going to be the easiest way for them to clear this scene. Again, we have about 50 customers without power here. This is at the intersection of St. Mary's and Lakeview Drive. I spoke with a man who's lived here for about 75 years. Actually, this is his home right here. So you can see it was a pretty close call. And he explained what he experienced last night.
I had the TV on around 11 o'clock. It flickered, and then it came back on, and then about 20 seconds later, all the rain hit, and then about 5 minutes later, the heavy wind hit. And then when the heavy wind hit, the tree went down, and when the tree went down, all the power was gone.
And Mr. Lawrence there, he's very thankful that no one was hurt, no homes were damaged. At last check on that Duke outage map, Duke estimating that the power would be restored around 9 o'clock this morning, but we're going to continue checking to see when that will actually happen. Laura Levine, WREL News, live in Raleigh.
Breaking news, a homeowner is safe after strong storms overnight knocked down several trees onto this home. This is video from Sky 5 of the scene on Buffalo Road in Archer's Lodge. The homeowner says this happened around midnight when he was watching TV. He said it sounded like a train, and he ducked down while windows broke around him. Thankfully, he wasn't hurt. Emergency officials are working to get the power back on there now.
New abortion restrictions are now law in North Carolina and will take effect starting in July. A new reaction is pouring in this morning following the first major shift on the issue in our state in decades. WREL's Nia Harden explains what happens now.
Well, the new restrictions are set to take place July 1st, and hours ago, protesters, they were here reacting to that bill passing. Protesters can be heard screaming shame as they're told to leave the gallery. While Democrats pushed to make their points on how the bill changes would affect women, Republicans stood firm in overriding the veto.
The things in this bill are not obstacles to abortion. They're safeguards. We seek to balance protecting unborn babies while ensuring the safe care of mothers.
State Representative Tricia Cotham, who recently switched parties, had to be escorted out by security. But she wrote a statement saying, in part, "I believe this bill strikes a reasonable balance on the abortion issue and represents a middle ground that anyone not holding one of the two extremist positions can support." The governor says he will do everything he can to protect abortion access in North Carolina. Again, those new restrictions take place July 1st. Nia Harden, WRAL News in Raleigh.
And for more reaction to this abortion law and an in-depth look at how it will impact millions of women and girls across North Carolina, head to the WRAL News app or visit WRAL.com.
And breaking overnight, an Amtrak train is running once again after hitting and killing a man near Blue Ridge Road in Raleigh. Amtrak tweeted after 1 a.m. saying Piedmont Train 78 has resumed its trip after this crash. Happened before 11 last night. WRL Breaking News Tracker was on the scene. Raleigh police say the man was walking on the tracks when the train hit him. That man has not yet been identified. The train also hit a car about 100 yards away near the intersection of Hillsborough Street.
New this morning, a driver is facing a DWI charge after crashing into a construction vehicle in Johnston County. Authorities say a woman driving westbound on U.S. 70 near Wilson's Mills hit the back of a DOT contracted truck. This happened at about 10:30 last night in a construction zone on the highway. The woman was taken to Wake Med for treatment of minor injuries. A pet cat she had riding in her car was killed. The State Highway Patrol is investigating.
Today, President Biden is traveling to Japan for a meeting with world leaders. President Biden planned to also visit Papua New Guinea and Australia as part of this week-long trip. Instead, though, he will return home early to focus on debt ceiling negotiations. Biden and top congressional leaders met again yesterday to try to negotiate a deal. After the meeting, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy said Democrats and Republicans remain far apart, but a deal is still possible by the end of the week.
Cyclists will gather in Durham this evening to remember those killed or hurt while riding a bike. It comes following three cyclist deaths in the past year. The director of Bike Durham says it's the first time since 2017 a cyclist has been killed while riding in the city. His organization is hosting tonight's silent bike ride. He tells us there is good news in a new proposal. Durham's city manager included many items that Bike Durham has pushed for, including new sidewalks, bike facilities, and street crossings. He says there is still room for improvement, though.
I think that that's it. It's a big job to build out the citywide network of safer streets. We agree that we need to start in the neighborhoods that have been disinvested in for a long time. That's where a lot of folks live who don't have access to a car.
Today's silent bike ride begins at 5:30 at CCB Plaza. The route is 5 miles long.
An urgent call this morning that affects children's thermometers. Why officials say parents should stop using them immediately.
Plus, a mystery found in a Picasso. Why some art experts found, what some art experts found in one of his early paintings that no one noticed before.
And it's a live look outside Zebulon this morning. Good morning to you. The severe weather threat is over after last night's storms. We'll check in with meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner, tracking changes on the way for today. .42 is the time right now. Some blue skies creeping in there right now. This is right outside the station. WRL Studio Tower right there. Just on the edge of Raleigh. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRN Severe Weather Center. A little bigger picture here now we are seeing with this satellite.
A lot of people keep talking about how they were awakened by this big front coming through with all the severe storms. We had trees down. We had a tree on a house. We've had power outages. It was a real mess as that came through the viewing area. A couple of places were hit harder than others. One of those was parts of Wake County, the southern part of Wake County, northern part of Johnston County, and then right up along the Virginia line from Person County back over into Mecklenburg County, Virginia, north of Henderson. We also had a big cluster of wind damage reports back back across Greensboro as well. But most of the viewing area didn't see any damage. But we also had some very heavy rain in those same spots. You can see here, again, southern Wake County, northern Johnston County, and then just right along the Virginia line, we had some of the heavier rain. So the heavier rain went along with some of those strong storms that knocked down trees. So near Holly Springs, 2.5 inches. We had about 2 inches in part of northern Johnston County, about a half to three quarters of an inch around the Triangle area, around Raleigh in particular. Around 3 inches just north of Roxborough, and then just west of South Hill, about 3.5 inches. So some pretty heavy rain coming down in a few bands of showers and storms yesterday. So we're seeing some sunshine out there. We may hold on to a bit of cloud cover the farther south and east you go today. We're also not going to see a big drop in our humidity today. So it's feel just a little bit sticky out there for you. We're going to see a cold front that comes through tonight that does open the door to some cooler, drier air, making tomorrow feel especially comfortable. We take a look across Wake County, and you can see a little bit of cloud cover out there right now. 69 degrees. We'll climb into the low 80s for highs this afternoon, looking at 81 in Raleigh, 80 in Durham, and 84 in Fayetteville. So it's going to be a nice day. It's going to be great for baseball. The next three nights, the Durham Bulls have a homestand. That actually lasts all the way through the weekend. But looking at good weather, today at 6:30, 76 degrees. Thursday, 70. Friday, 73. Thursday in particular is going to feel really nice with low humidity, making it really a great evening for tailgating. If you have tickets to the Hurricanes games, those are going to be sought after tickets for sure. 66 degrees at 8 o'clock and about 61 by the end of the game. Our normal high is 80, so we're going to keep it close to or below normal for the next 5 days, looking at mid-70s on Thursday and Friday. And we see that nice drop in our humidity on Thursday. That dew point dropping into the 40s feels great. And Friday, not so bad. It bumps up a little bit for Saturday as we see some increasing moisture with a cold front coming through and a chance of rain. You know, with those temperatures holding at or below normal, it looks like that could be the trend almost all the way through the end of May. At this point, we might get through May without seeing any 90-degree days, and that is definitely a win. Look at these temperatures. Overnight lows in particular. We're looking at overnight lows in the 50s for the next 7 days, with highs in the upper 70s to low 80s. Not bad for late May.
And happening now in the WRAL Live Center, brand new video into our newsroom. This out of northern Italy, and the emergency response after torrential rain and heavy flooding. Here you see the Coast Guard rescuing people from rooftops because of the rising waters. Authorities say at least 8 people have died. Thousands of people have already had to be evacuated. Officials say this area in northern Italy got half of its average rainfall in just 36 hours.
You don't have to wait until Memorial Day weekend to enjoy a local pool. WRAL Lifestyle editor Kathy Hanrahan is here with a list of local pools and splash pads that are open now.
On WRL.com's family section right now, we have a list of 6 spray grounds and pools that are open to the public, and most of them are free.
All right, let's start in Cary. Tell us about Jack Smith Park.
This is the town's first spray ground. It's located on a big 50-acre plot of land that also includes a playground, a 10-foot-tall climbing rock. The spray grounds open 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. daily. They do have to close when the weather's bad, but you can always go online and check the status of the spray ground. It's great for children ages 12 years and younger, and admission is free.
Also talking splash pads in downtown Raleigh, Moore Square has one.
This is great because you can go to Marbles Kids Museum, then head right over to the splash pad. It's open 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. daily. It's free to enjoy the interactive experience. And you can even get something to eat over at Square Burger, which has got some great kid-friendly lunch options.
No doubt. Another free spray ground to check out in Wake Forest. Tell us about Taylor Street Park.
This is the town's first spray ground. It opened in April. It stays open through September 24th. It features 16 jet streams and other pieces of water that they spray, they dump, they water, buckets, all kinds of fun. And the kids can go under there and just like splash each other like crazy.
Now, all the kids coming home from school, college kids, you know, who are of age, and they're high school kids too, but they're lifeguards. You know, they're out of school, and now that's why they can open. I always thought it took too long for them to get that covered.
There's a lifeguard shortage too, so please get out there if you want to be a lifeguard.
Get a full list of pools as well now open. Go to WRL.com, search keyword family. Kathy, thanks. Michelle?
All right, parents, listen to this as well. There's an urgent warning this morning for a thermometer that could burn your child. Five on Your Side says the recall involves the Walnut wearable smart thermometer in the shape of a cartoon penguin. Chemicals can leak from the thermometer and burn or irritate children's skin. Several children have been severely burned. Parents should stop using the thermometer immediately and return it to the manufacturer Bear Care. And we're posting details about how to get your refund for this recall and other recalls. Five on Your Side has reported. Just go to WREL.com and search recall.
We told you about it before it happened, and now parents in Wake County will have to pay more for their child to eat lunch in public schools. School board approved raising lunch prices by 25 cents. This is the second straight year of price hikes. Board members who voted in favor say the school system needed to find a way to cover millions of dollars in revenue shortfalls for its nutrition department. The increased prices kick in next school year.
An electric vehicle may cost you more up front, but there are other places that they can save you money. Five on Your Side's EV road tests continue tonight, looking at which parts of EV ownership actually cost less than a gas car. And after three road trips, the team adds up how much charging costs compared to gas. That's tonight on WREL News at 6.
A parent nominated our Teacher of the Week, saying she'll always be grateful for helping her child grow. WRL's Brian Schrader introduces us to a Nash County educator who says she gets back what she gives to her students.
So we substituted.
When Catherine McKeel was growing up, she knew exactly what she wanted to do.
I would set up my baby dolls and stuffed animals and had a chalkboard.
She became a North Carolina teaching fellow at East Carolina University. McKeel says a long line of great teachers put her on the path to a 28-year teaching career, all in Nash County. She's now teaching first grade at Nashville Elementary. McKeel says her faith keeps her passionate about her work.
My classroom is my mission field. And even though I can't speak the name of Jesus in my classroom, I can show the love of Jesus.
McKeel says her colleagues at Nashville Elementary are friends, and they all deeply care about their students.
If you care about the children, they're going to see that, and they're going to care what you have to say on a daily basis when they come into your classroom.
Catherine McKeel is WRAL's Teacher of the Week. I'm Brian Schrader, WRAL News.
And you can look at all of our honored teachers and nominate a teacher you'd like for us to recognize by going to WRAL.com. Enter Teacher of the Week in the search box.
All new this morning. If you didn't know it by now, it has just been confirmed. Raleigh and Durham are among the best places to live in the U.S. That's according to newly released data by U.S. News and World Report. This year's list looked at the country's 150 most populous cities based on how they meet Americans' living expectations. And Raleigh and Durham ranked number 3. Green Bay, Wisconsin came in at number 1. Last on the list, San Juan, Puerto Rico.
Arnold Schwarzenegger is not saying I'll be back in his role of the Terminator. It's a new interview we're seeing now, and he says he is done playing his most iconic role. He's played the Terminator 5 times in movies, and most recent was in 2019. He now says even if there's another film in the franchise, he is focusing on other challenges.
He'll always be the Terminator, though.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Yeah. All right, now a look at some of the stories making headlines in the world of entertainment. Some more headlines. Here's Douglas Hyde with the Hollywood Minute.
God, give us a break. There's so many bad people in the world. Haunt them.
Amen.
Disney's classic theme park attraction, The Haunted Mansion, has inspired a new family film. The story centers on a mother and son who recruit some spiritual experts to get the ghosts in their house to leave. The ensemble cast includes Rosario Dawson, Owen Wilson, Tiffany Haddish, Lakeith Stanfield, and Danny DeVito. The Haunted Mansion opens in theaters July 28th.
Welcome to New Orleans. Our mission this week is to teach this educator how to learn to love herself.
Queer Eye is back for its 7th season, and the Fab Five are bringing their signature style and sass to New Orleans. Part of how they help people remake their lives is getting them to open up about their problems. And Karamo Brown has some great advice about that.
Just ask a question, then get quiet. Mm-hmm. People will fill the space, and through that filling of that space, if there's no judgment on your face, they will then start to share and share and share.
Okay, I've dried my eyes. Now let's go party.
In Hollywood, I'm Douglas Hyde.
A new discovery is causing excitement in the art world. The reason for all the buzz? A little dog found in this very famous Picasso painting. Conservators at the Guggenheim Museum in New York uncovered the dog that was hidden beneath the surface of the painting. They were able to generate an image of what the dog originally looked like using a technique that maps out the chemical elements of the painting. They're not sure why Picasso chose to remove the pup from the painting. Why was it behind?
I don't know. That's fascinating, though. I thought it was under the table.
It kind of looks like that, but I feel like that's an artist thing to do. They like to throw in these little mysteries that you find out, you know, decades later, and you're like, oh, my goodness.
That is super cool, though. Before we head to break, here's a look at the winning lottery numbers here, and we'll get another check on weather and traffic up next.